All right, 10 past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. The story we've been following since it began really late Friday, the governor's executive orders not being enforced at the state level. Some counties have put in their own executive orders. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercantant. Dr. Mercantant, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this is all, you know, public policy stuff and political stuff. Where does St. Clair County stand as far as guidelines and laws this morning related to COVID-19?
Well, yeah, it's kind of simple. We want people to wear masks. The more people that wear masks, the slower the transmission of the virus, and the more likely we're going to be able to keep moving, keep our kids in school, keep our businesses open, et cetera. So the real question is, does it take a law to make people wear masks, or does it not? And, of course, history will tell us, and unfortunately it does, but we want people to wear masks voluntarily. And we were willing to kind of wait this out. I think the first thought I had is, if you don't know what to do, don't do anything. I mean, it all was happening so fast and furious. I know Oakland and Ingham, a couple counties, did get those emergency orders out like right away, and of course now they're not necessary. So, and you got to remember too, you need the support of your local government and your local law enforcement to really make something like that work, right? The bottom line is, we want this to work. We want people to wear masks so that we don't have increasing transmission of the virus. And the politics aside, I hate to say it, but I'm not into politics. I like to just deal with the science and deal with the medical side of this, which is we want people to wear masks. And what I was doing, I was on the phone all weekend and Monday and just encouraging our community leadership to stay the course, because, you know, here's the bottom line. St. Clair County is doing well, relatively speaking. We've had over 10 weeks of pretty much stable COVID rates. A little bit of a rise here and there, but you know, knock on wood, we've done well. And why? Why would we want to change that dynamic now, as we go into the flu season, as we go into cold weather, where people are going inside, and we know the closer people are together, the more likely this virus has a chance to spread. So I just saw this whole thing as a recipe for disaster, and I was kind of moving in a way where we just wanted governments, businesses, public entities, as well as private businesses, to just stay the course and just say they're allowed to require masks. Businesses and public entities, they can establish their own policies and rules. And so that was our approach initially. And, of course, now that there is a new executive order coming out from a different location. I think this one's coming out of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, their public health component, that we'll stand back and see how this flies. But all politics aside, wearing a mask is still the right thing to do. And whether it takes a law or people just deciding that, hey, they don't want to get sick, or they don't want their family to get sick, we just want them to do it.
After talking to community leaders and just sort of you know, putting the case out there for continuing to stay the course, what sense do you have from the community? Do you think we're all willing to do that? Do you get the sense that we're going to keep masking up in St. Clair County?
So, yeah, that's a great question, and I would have to say we have great leadership in this community, and without a doubt, everyone believes that masking is the best way of keeping our economy and our everything stable, our disease transmission stable. So most, if not all, were like, yeah, we want people to wear a mask. There were some, though, that were a little bit more concerned because the law did fail, the executive orders did fail, and now they didn't have anything to kind of, if you will, hang their hat on, right? It was nice to be able to say, well, this was the law.
Yeah,
and,
right. Yeah. So we're not the ones that want you to wear a mask. It's the governor, yeah.
Right, exactly, exactly. Yeah. And of course, there's those that really don't feel like we want our citizens to be forced to do something, and that's under, you know, that ideology is understandable. But I'd say without exception, leaders understood that their employees and their clients and their students will do better. It will do better if they wear a mask.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of that conversation, and I think everyone was not really sure where to go. I didn't feel like I had. This is not a liberal community. I did not feel like I had full support to do my own emergency order. But I think that could change. And I thought my plan B was, let's watch the numbers. Let's watch the cases. Let's look at the data. And if this hadn't come out the way it did, and we had, you know, basically no executive orders, no mandates for masks or crowd management, if we watched numbers quickly rise, then I think I would have felt compelled to do something. Yes, I would have felt, because then that the only choice would have been your local health officers like myself to yeah. really step up and do something. But I was willing to wait and see if things were going in the wrong way, which unfortunately I believe they probably will or would if that were to happen.
Well, I think part of the problem here, Annette, is people are beginning to lose their patience with masking. It's getting to be how long do we have to do this? And I'm sure you hear that question all the time. Well, how long is this going to go on? And we really don't know, do we?
No, I mean, it's a virus. It's a germ. It doesn't care about your feelings. It doesn't care about our politics. It doesn't care about our economy. It's opportunistic. It's gonna spread when it has a chance, and we only have a couple of tools right now to keep that under control. You know, it's really just, honestly, it's just the masks and social distancing. I mean, hand washing is important, and our contact tracing and case investigations are important. But the two key tools are the masks and social distancing. So I think that's going to continue until we have better therapeutics. Till we have a vaccine, it'll be a little easier, I guess, if we could say to a person, "Oh, you have COVID. Here, take these pills, and you'll be fine." Now that'd be cool, right?
Absolutely.
We can manage that, but it's going to be a while before we get there. You want to say how long? You know, I'm not a predictor, but it certainly isn't going to be before Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, it's not likely to be anytime this year, and I do think people just have to take a deep breath and make a choice between getting sick and throwing a mask on. And I know nobody likes, I don't like wearing a mask either, to be honest with you, but it's a relatively small sacrifice to continue to live within a community, right? I think it's, when you look at risk benefit, it's a pretty small risk. And people say, oh, you know, mask can give you rashes and, yeah, you know, there's a downside to everything, but relative to getting COVID, there's little, if any, risk for masks that really you can hang your hat on, other than it's a little uncomfortable, and we can adjust. You can adjust your mask. You can shift it around. You can wear it in different locations. I mean, there's a way to do that makes it doable, right?
Yeah.
So I just want people to keep hanging in there.
All right. We will. You too, Annette. You too.
Yeah,
hang in there.
Appreciate
everything you're doing.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.